Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to Porch Talk, the podcast where some 20-somethings sit around, try to help you figure out your life as we figure out ours along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brockwood Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
Morgan, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cat mom.
And Miss Paige Lee.
Miss Paige Lee joining us today. I think you will finally realize when you see Paige's face, we are doing some confessions. Paige, if you don't know, hit her up on her Instagram. I think it's at Miss Paige Lee. Maybe there's like an underscore.
There is at the end.
Mm-hmm. Every Thursday, she's taking confessions. Some of them are wild. A lot of people's like exes are sleeping with people's exes. Yeah. They're like, boy, it's. I didn't know this was going on. Let's say that. It's crazy.
It's intense.
I'm very surprised at the things that people actually tell me, but. No, whatever.
Some real crazy stuff going on there. So yeah, pretty much confessions cash, just Reddit, Am I the Assholes, People's Confessions, HBCU Confessions, anything you see is pretty much fair game for this cast. Does anybody have anything they want to start it off with?
I'll start it off with one of my like lower crazy ones. Am I okay. The asshole for announcing our pregnancy at my brother's wedding after he proposed at mine? My brother said he was going to propose at my wedding. I told him no, that it was a day about myself and my wife, and we did not want any distractions. My mom lost her shit. She said that he wanted family he might not see again for a while to be a part of the proposal. I said I did not give a shit and that if he did it, I would have him kicked out. He did it, and my mom said if I tried to kick him out, she would leave too. I just remember seething inside. My brother got married last weekend. Instead of a welcome to the family toast, I used mine to announce that we are expecting our first baby. My mom was upset, but my grandmother told her to sit down and shut up. We spent most of the reception talking to family we would not see again for a while about our coming baby. My mom says I was an asshole for taking attention away from my brother on his wedding day. She got really mad when I reminded her that she threatened to leave my wedding if I kicked him out after he proposed. And then he goes on and on. But yeah, what do we think about that? Would you guys retaliate like that? I would.
I love that. Keep the same energy. I also realized that one of Morgan's headphone things is broken, and then I just locked onto that for like the other half of her story.
No, I was going to roast her at the end.
Oh my God. I bet you one of my cats took it off. It's just like a little clip on.
I told you those cats know no rules. They do whatever the fuck they want.
No, they don't.
Proposing at someone's wedding is like the ultimate no. You just can't do that. So I kind of love the pettiness of getting them back with it.
Yeah, because
I don't hate it too much. Like it's probably funnier than anything, but maybe not for that person.
Honestly,
It sounds like there is some severe favoritism from the mom of like which son they prefer to like.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
I feel like the one who did it is probably the younger child of the group. That's my vibes.
I feel like the one who proposed is the younger one.
Yeah, and then they had the wedding?
Yeah.
Which means the they were one. Fucking and having babies. Wait, just kidding. Never mind. I'm fucking up.
Yeah, you definitely are. You're behind. Where is this going?
Damn. I got a short one. I'm just nothing too crazy. I spent all week prepping for this, so. Am I the asshole for refusing to wear a bra when my roomie's boyfriend stays over? I know the initial thought is, no, it's your house. Be comfortable. Hear out the story. I don't want to wear a bra at home. I go to college, then library, then work, then gym. I got to have better grammar than this. I am out of 7 a.m. and back at 10 p.m. Usually I take a quick shower when I get home, make a snack, and just relax for an hour before bed. On weekends, I barely leave the apartment besides the occasional outing with friends or colleagues. My roommate and I are very close, but now she has been biting my head off about me not wearing a bra at home. I was confused. Then she explained that it was about her boyfriend. I laughed in her face and told her, T-O-M, put a bra on his eyes. Tell him to put a bra on his eyes instead. She got very upset, but I told her that I wasn't interested in her boyfriend. Not in the slightest. She got offended and said that he wasn't interested in me either. So I said, why are we arguing? It is only an issue if we are interested in each other. Tell him next time he sees me braless, he can pretend that I am a wall. According to her, it wasn't about interest, but being invasive, and he felt uncomfortable. Would you think that it was fine if he showed his dick? Ooh. I called her stupid because it was my home. I wouldn't go braless in his home. And if he chose to go naked in his home, then only right I have is to get the fuck out of there. She called me an asshole. Am I?
Okay. So is she braless or is she like completely nude?
Nah, like I think she's braless.
Yeah,
she's nude.
Then the dick thing is just, it's not the same because she's not exposing him. I mean, she might be wearing a tight shirt and he can see that line of her boobs and her nipples, but that's totally fine. I go braless everywhere. Mind you, I don't have big titties, but I don't give a fuck. If I lift my arms up too much, they might pop out.
No, they will not.
No, one time, Don and I were going to get Scarlett when we adopted her. I was wearing a cropped sweatshirt, and I was doing something, and Don was like, your tits out. And my tit was...
Oh, you're going...
Was out.
Brawless in a crop fucking sweatshirt?
Yeah, anything.
Okay, now that we've got past whatever this was. It's tricky. She's definitely not the asshole by any means, probably. But let's do this 50-50. If the tables was turned, if Morgan was going over to her man's house and her man's had a roommate who had a girlfriend and Don just walking around with sweats, dick hanging out, you'd be like, hey, yo, like, put some boxes on, nigga. What the fuck are you doing? Like, if I go hang out at my nigga's house and dick fling and I'm like, yo, like, what is going on here? So, like, maybe it's not crazy if, like, you got this bodacious, nipply shorty. Like, maybe put a bra on.
But it's her apartment.
Bodacious, nipply shorty.
No, it is her apartment, so, like, by no means does she have to. But, like, if this your best friend and she coming to you as a woman and you don't give a fuck, I don't know.
As a woman, I'd be like, get the fuck out of my face. I'm going to be braless. In my house, I don't need to wear a fucking bra.
As a woman, can you wear a bra when my man's around?
Nope.
I don't know if I'm like tripping over
that. Just a little bralette. Nothing.
Don't have your boyfriend come over. Go to your boyfriend's.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. She came to her as a woman, so I'm cool with it. I don't think she's an asshole, but like, I appreciate the roommate coming to her as a woman.
Paige, what do you got for this one? Coming to you as a woman.
Well, I've been in this situation before.
Somebody asked you to wear a bra around the house?
No, not me. Lord knows. Yeah, no. And I was just like, hey, can you wear a bigger shirt so it's not skin tight? Like, I don't care if you're braless, just like, don't make it so damn obvious. And she just like put on a crew neck and it was cool. So
the appropriate way.
Just come to a woman as a woman.
But if her boyfriend is like that uncomfortable seeing titties, then maybe I'm kind of with Morgan, just like, don't come over.
See,
the girlfriend can go to your house.
I don't think at any point it's the boyfriend uncomfortable. I doubt the boyfriend said, no, I hate coming over. I see too much titty. It was the shorty who was like, yo, I don't want your tits out around my man.
Oh, I thought you said the boyfriend said he was uncomfortable.
Oh, nah.
The girlfriend was uncomfortable.
Girlfriend was coming to
me. Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, then, yeah, it's just kind of, you got to chalk it up, I guess.
Chalk it up to the game.
Yeah.
We do need Reddit to start submitting pictures because I need to select a scenario here. Like,
do we need pictures?
No,
there's been so many things where we like need to see who's talking and like just what's going on.
Because like, if this is a shorty with like bralettes, we need pictures.
Because if this is a shorty with like no boobs in the first place, then it's like, who the fuck cares if she walking around bare chested? Not bare chested, but like, you get the picture. And then that was crazy. But then also, if it's a situation where like she kind of got titties and her roommate with the boyfriend don't, then it's like clear that's where this is coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I've had roommates with obviously bigger boobs than me, and I wasn't self-conscious. But you know, to each their own.
All right, I have one from my Instagram.
Okay.
When I first started, they were quite wild, so I scrolled back there. The first one, let's see. My 59-year-old uncle is dating my 20-year-old cousin who he met by being besties with her grandpa.
What?
So it's like the uncle and the grandpa are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And the uncle started dating his best friend's like 20-year-old granddaughter.
But not blood? Not blood. No. Okay.
No.
That's a crazy age difference, though. What are we doing there?
Yeah, 39-year age difference.
She's getting taken care of.
Yeah, there's money involved there. But my thing is, like, what are you even talking about? Because she can't even get into a bar.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Unless he's rich, then he'd probably go to anywhere with someone, and they probably won't give a fuck.
I'm sure there's a fake ID somewhere involved, but I was just like, damn.
I have a couple HBCU confessions for you. These are some I've compiled over the times. Number one, my ex cheated on me, and when I confronted him and the girl, he asked for a threesome. I hate that I caved because I'm in this bed wanting to slap the fuck out of him.
Not you caved.
Grambling State, shout out.
Hey, shout out Grambling, man. I know some real OGs who came from Grambling.
Bro, you just full imagine you get caught, you're like threesome, and they're like, yeah? Like,
yeah.
That's insane.
Good for him, but she needs to get a backbone.
Yeah.
Not can't wait for your opinions on this one. I'm 5'7", 138 pounds. My girlfriend's 5'11", 195. So she's pretty and thick. But I can't deal with her when she gets angry. I've had two broken ribs because she got me on the concrete and jumped and landed on my stomach and wouldn't get up. Said I was breaking up and she started crying and promised last week to get counseling, but I don't know. Anonymous.
Why did she jump on him?
Maybe she was hangry.
Concrete.
That's actually crazy.
You need to get a restraining order.
This is girl?
Yeah.
You said 5'11", 190?
195.
That's not that crazy, though, if you were to see a 5'11 shod. So, like, I'm trying. Yeah, that's why we got to see pictures. We need pictures to, like, match this up.
So, I'm 6 foot. Mm-hmm. Add, like, 20 pounds. 25.
Yeah, that's not crazy.
No, it's but not. He's not huge. But, no, she's
but he's 5'7", 138. So, yeah. He's probably skinny.
Yeah, like
what the fuck you got going on? That's, yeah, we got to see pictures of this couple.
That's right, pounds coming down with some force right on his rib.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Controversial one here. Me and my boyfriend were competing for an internship. His grades were better than mine, and he has way more community service. He got it, but I convinced him not to take it because the patriarchy helps black men and disadvantages us. Anonymous.
Whoa, say that again?
All right, me and my boyfriend were competing for an internship. His grades were better than mine, and he has more community service. He got the internship, but I convinced him not to take it because the patriarchy helps black men and disadvantages us, anonymous. Don't know if they're white or saying women. I'm assuming yeah, patriarchy, you're meaning women, though.
Yeah, get a grip, shorty. What school is that?
I didn't say. It said anonymous.
Doesn't say. Down with her. Down with her.
Yeah, that's terrible. Right,
last.
But yeah. Also, like, do we know if it's a girl?
I feel like when you say patriarchy, like, yeah. That's where I'm thinking
that's
a girl.
Definitely a girl.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Last HBCU confession for the day. My boyfriend's been cheating, so I joined a dating site, found him on it, and have been catfishing him ever since. He's due to meet me at a bar in about 10 minutes, blissfully unaware that I'm there with the suitcase of his clothes while my dad's changing the locks.
Wow. Okay, say suitcase.
Suitcase.
There you go.
Yeah, it took me a little bit on that one.
Good for her. I would do the same.
That's some big baller, like, next level shit.
While the dad's changing the locks is absolutely hilarious.
Power move.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you have to do some planning for that.
Mm-hmm. Make a whole fake profile. Honestly, I'm surprised he didn't want to, like, see her Instagram or anything.
Yeah.
Men are stupid.
I have a Am I the Asshole?
Okay.
Am I the asshole for being upset that my husband masturbated while I was in bed next to him and then finished on me?
No, like, you're definitely the asshole. What the fuck?
I, female 23, have had really rough 3 months. I had an ectopic pregnancy 3 months ago. My husband, male 29, and I were not trying to get pregnant, and I was on the pill, which admittedly I missed a few doses and apparently have the worst luck in the world because that's not the worst to come. That was on parentheses. So I did not suspect that anything bad was happening. And when I had some pain, I ignored it until my fallopian tube ruptured. So obviously I've been dealing with a lot medical wise. I'm an anxious person, so it was all just so stressful. I ended up having the tube taken out and I developed mild sepsis and was back in the hospital for a month and a half and it sucked so bad. I'm home now, but still recovering physically and emotionally. My doctor said it would be fine and I was to get pregnant again, but I don't know. And I'm so sad I lost a pregnancy I didn't even know I had. It's just been rough. My husband was so good to me through all this. He usually always is good, but he takes care of me so well. I haven't had a single complaint about anything purely thanks to him. So obviously, though, we haven't had sex since this all happened. It's been about 3 months, like I said. My husband prior to this gave me no indication that it was bothering him. I had no idea. Until last night. When I woke up to the feeling of my husband touching me, he was rubbing the blanket on me on my chest. I honestly thought at first he was tucking me in, LOL, before I realized that I was exposed. I was wearing a cheap little nightie thing, and I realized the tank top was pulled down below my breast and the skirt pulled up above my belly. And then I realized he was wiping off his stuff from my chest. I got pissed. I yelled at him, called him a perv, was disgusted, and I thought I had the right to be. My husband literally took off my clothes and jerked off to me while I was sleeping and then came on top of me on top of all that. My husband apologized, but told me to calm down and think rationally. He says he meant to just masturbate, I guess, and just got carried away. I still wasn't convinced, but my husband is just never like this. He wouldn't purposely do something that he knew would make me feel like this. So I asked my sister what she thought. My sister was confused why I was mad, too. She said it really isn't big of a deal and sometimes a common fetish people have. I really didn't know that, or my husband had it, by IDK. Am I the asshole for getting mad, or am I overreacting? There's not so much to unpack.
Not at all.
Here's what I'll say. Do I think Shorty's tripping? No. By no means is he tripping. But at the same time, it's like, I guess my question for her would be, now that you're there, what are you expecting? Like, it's your man. He nutted on you while you was asleep. Kind of like, you probably got to talk about it for sure. But, like, you're not leaving your man over that. So, you could probably be mad, but I don't...
Honestly, if he were to just be like, just tell her what he was going to do, that would be fine. Because, I mean, she probably might be more offended if she were to turn over and he was just watching porn and masturbating. Like, at least he's masturbating to her. But, like, it's still, you need, what's that word? Consent?
that consent word?
Whoa, again, I am pro-consent, but, like, the nigga's stroking his own meat maybe he can't control where it popped off at.
He said she was first, he was chest touching her too.
Yeah, but like, no, you allowed
it's the removal of her clothes and finishing on her. That's the non-consensual part. Nobody cares if you're like beating yourself off. Go for it. But doing it while she's asleep,
right?
Is weird.
I've got a. That's definitely some strange. But I don't think it's as strange as we're. Here's what I'll say.
If he were to kill someone, he'd be the guy to fuck their dead body.
Ain't nobody in this chat. But that was too far. Ain't nobody in this chat woken up to some dick. You ain't never woken your joint up to some dick. I feel like his options were to fuck on her or to like kind of handle it. And he chose the handle it route.
But it's also the fact that she's been like thoroughly traumatized via like medical issues and miscarriage and all these different things. And he never once said like, hey, I have needs. Can we like do something about it? He was just like, cool. And then finish on her while she was sleeping. It'd be different if he said something.
He definitely said something. He ain't go months without trying to get some. She just didn't include that part. And I'm happy he didn't finish on her face. That would have made a worse story out of this.
I was pretty close. It was pretty close.
The face would have been kind of... The face would have been crazy. Like, that would have been crazy. Shout out you for not cheating on your jaw and making sure you keep all of your business in-house, brother. I will not shave you like some of the rest of these niggas. But now that is crazy. That's a little crazy.
Just a little crazy.
It's a little crazy, but like I feel like in the grand scheme of things, there is worse that could have been done. So I'm not tripping too much.
Still gross, though.
I think the only reason he probably didn't even go inside of her is because she's recovering from sepsis. That's what it sounds like, that he would just fuck her while she was asleep, too. But, you know, I'm not going to accuse someone I don't know.
That nigga is hungry for it. He loves his wife, okay?
Yeah, okay.
And he something.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, you're right. Everybody's woken up to dick, but you've most likely talked about it first.
You marry long enough, I don't know, man. It's give me that thing while I'm here, is what he was thinking. Also, this is another reason why we need to see pictures. Because pictures alone would have helped me pick my side. If I saw what this man looked like, that would have let me pick one way or the other.
This needs picture proof.
Yeah, that would be sexual assault evidence.
No, not the like leftover nut. I'm talking like, what does this guy look like?
Oh, so it's only good or bad if he's ugly or not.
I don't make the rules of society. ugly niggas do some shit and it's sexual assault. A handsome nigga tell you, oh my god, so your ass fat at the job and he play so much. It's like, come on.
Work husband. Yeah. Normal work husband activities.
All right, I have another confession. My ex cheated on me with a 44-year-old woman. He's 26. In our hotel bed while I was a block away for a wedding.
So do we think he picked this older woman up at the wedding and took her back to the hotel room?
It didn't say how they met.
Sounds like a hooker.
Yeah, I assume like at the hotel or via dating app. I don't think he like walked the block and like found someone.
Yeah.
My thing is like, So you cheat on your girlfriend while you guys are at a wedding together at a hotel?
The girlfriend was at a wedding.
Yeah, the girlfriend was at a wedding. He just came with her because she didn't have a plus one.
And he still wasn't her plus one.
Yeah. He found his own plus one and brought her back to the hotel.
Sounds like this could have been avoided if he was just a plus one.
Or like, how long did you have her in the hotel room? You didn't think that the wedding would end? What? You like kept her there for hours? Just have a quickie and send her out. I asked the girl
to walk in on them.
She walked in on them.
Yeah.
Bro, that sounds like poor timing. You're right, Morgan. Like you know what time the wedding window starts, how many hours you got afterwards, like
He wanted her to walk in. He thought this was about to be another threesome. Shout out, Grandma.
He said threesome? Didn't work out this time.
She's like, no. No, thanks.
You win some, you lose some. I got a short, am I the asshole? Would I be the asshole, to be more specific, for asking a family member to remove their child's death memorial from my property? I recently purchased a home on Country Road. 5 years ago, some drunk local teenagers wrapped their car around a tree on the property and one died. The family created a roadside memorial with a 4-foot cross and wooden sign. People come a few times a year and place flowers, notes, etc. The memorial is on my property in front of a tree they hit, about 10 feet from the road. I don't want to see this memorial every day. It's depressing and reminds me of that tragedy that happened here, which I don't need. I'm trying to get over some stuff. I want this home to be a fresh, clean start, but I'm also sensitive to this kid's family and friends. Would I be the asshole for asking them to remove their memorial from my property?
Yeah.
You're going to be the asshole to that family at the very least.
Yeah.
At the very least, that family.
I'm not going to lie. That's something I'm going to live with. You was not putting up. I'm like, what the fuck? This is my property, nigga. Y'all coming over here mourning? Tears on my shit? Get the fuck out of here. Because what? You can't tell a nigga when they kitty can't come, so they come in whenever the fuck they want, and now they just hang it out? No.
Have, like, a huge ceremony for them.
My thing is, if there was a memorial there, why did you buy a house where you have to pass it every day if it makes you that upset?
No, they had the house first.
Oh.
Yeah. And at the same time, like, this nigga don't got a gravesite somewhere? Fucking go hang out over there. Like, you're not hanging out on my yard. No chance.
Yeah, I wonder if they thought at the time they were going to have that house forever, because why would you put it there?
I'm assuming they probably thought, like, this happened last year. It's a one-time thing. It's been 5 years and niggas keep coming back. Like,
bro, they put a 4-foot cross. That's not a small cross.
Yeah. They might not even be Christian. Come on.
My thought process is like, could you just like cut it down and just like, they're like, where's the spot? Maybe you just cut down the tree. Who knows?
Like, I'm not going to lie to you.
Real fresh start.
I would love to hear how they go about telling them that. Because the only time you would run into them would be when they're there paying their condolences mourning. So you're going to have to catch them mid-talking to their dead son. Yo, y'all got to get this shit moving. That's wild.
Oh, that's terrible.
You could just lie. Be like, I came by one day. It was just gone. I don't know what happened to it.
Or like after a storm. But honestly, I feel like God would strike you down for doing something like that. You would have to be honest.
Karma would get you.
Yeah.
They might come back and make like a bigger cross. They might be like, damn, we got to reinforce this bitch. Put a 6-foot one up there.
Titanium.
Yeah. Titanium, all concrete. No, God, no going nowhere.
I have another one. My brother is about to propose to his girlfriend, but he's been secretly fucking his housekeeper. Mm-hmm. And I do know this person, and I do know this brother, and that is real.
What?
And they recently got married, like, 2 weeks ago.
Well, maybe it stopped now that he's married.
But my thing is, like, why did nobody tell the fiance that he has been fucking on the housekeeper?
Terrible.
Mm. He was like, yeah, it's none of my business. Ooh, I would tell. I would absolutely tell.
It's none of my business. I don't get paid to mind other niggas' business.
But if they're going to
say wow and write a letter.
Who was it to them again?
Isn't it different, though?
Wait, what?
Who is it to them again?
So my brother is about to propose to his girlfriend, but he's also fucking their housekeeper.
I don't know if I snitch on my brother.
No chance.
You're going to let that girl look stupid? Everybody in the town knows, but you're just going to let her walk around with this ring showing everybody?
Does this guy make, like, money? He's got a house.
Maybe, like, maybe not tell her, like, face-to-face so it wouldn't be me telling, but I would figure out some way to let her know.
Send her an anonymous letter?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
tell her when to come back home?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think you can tell.
I think if you're the fiance's family or friends and know, you can tell. But if you know her brother, then it's like, eh, this don't got nothing to do with me.
Paige, how well known was this? Was it like common knowledge, or is it like only a certain people know?
I think only his family knew.
The whole?
Yeah, like mom, dad, brothers, like they all knew.
Nah, nobody, someone's got to say something. Nobody
said anything to the fiance. I would in a heartbeat.
Nah, you're probably telling him when you see him, like, hey, you got to cut that shit out. But you're not telling the fiance.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I.
But someone should
tell him. No, fiance. I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
I mean, I guess it depends on the sibling.
Okay.
If that one sibling just fucking sucks.
Yeah. Piss me off.
All right. I got one for you. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for calling her a rat? This is really bizarre. The title is how she put it. Okay. Me, 25 male, and my girlfriend, 23 female, were about to go out. She wore a red polka dot dress and a matching headband with a little bow on it. She asked me, how do I look? I replied, really cute, like Minnie Mouse. I meant in a very lighthearted way. Because, you know, Minnie Mouse is cute, and the outfit really resembled what she wore. She looked at me dead in the eyes and asked, did you just call me a rat? I was baffled. At first, I thought she was kidding. I said, no, just pointed out that you look like Minnie Mouse, you know, the Disney character. She said, so I look like a rat to you? I still thought she was kidding. I said, actually, Minnie is a mouse. They're a different species. She lost it. She started yelling at me, calling me names, saying if anyone was a rat, it was me, saying that I belonged to the sewers, not her. I was standing there with my car keys in hand, not realizing a thing. Eventually, she grabbed her purse and left. Am I the asshole?
No.
No, she just overreacted big time, but that's still really fucking funny.
That's hilarious. He dodged a bullet for sure.
She was definitely tripping.
Bro, you're a mouse. Well, no, it's actually a mouse, not a rat. Just as
well. Actually, they're different species.
Yeah, like.
What the hell? Oh, that's good.
Jesus. God. I have another confession. Right. My boyfriend cheated on me with my cousin, and they showed up today to Easter in matching outfits.
Hey, sometimes you gotta get with the family to get with the right member of the family.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was his way in. He got with the cousin so he could get around, see you at events. Now he really gets to shoot his shot at the one he wants. Come on, man. Oldest trick in the book. Oldest trick in the book.
I feel like that's like a, you know, some people do that with like friend groups, but to do that with the family is a wild move.
That's what I was going to say. Wait till you meet all the friends and pick your favorite. But your family is insane. And it was like, it was a situation where he was like, oh, I don't have anything already that like matches your Easter dress. So he just wore something. And then he showed up to church and he actually matched her cousin. And she just didn't think anything of it.
Hmm.
Nope.
A lot of shit going on. Just, crazy. God damn.
I'm not going to lie though. Like, the family still like cool with him? Was this like a situationship? Because I feel like Easter is like very family oriented. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can pop up with your new girl who's the cousin of your last girl at the same family event.
But here's the thing. Okay. This is my friend and her boyfriend, and the boyfriend's the one that cheated, right?
Okay.
He wound up breaking up with my friend and marrying the cousin. And now they have two kids.
The commitment.
You know, that's being committed to the bit, if I've ever.
He was in this for the long haul.
I was going to say, I feel like usually that would probably not last, but he put a ring on it and two kids in it.
And, like, nobody was really mad.
Maybe they were like meant to be.
Really
Too forgiving.
Way too forgiving. I would never speak to them again. Everybody's just like, cool.
That would piss me off more.
What? Never speaking to them?
Oh, no. The fact that no one, like, everyone was cool with it. That would piss me off more.
I would almost think people hated me then. Like, were you praying on my downfall this whole time?
Right. Did you guys know they were talking? Like, no.
Yeah. Who forgot to fill me in on the fact that he is cheating on me this entire time with another family member? Like,
that's why you gotta tell people when family's cheating, dude.
Yep.
True.
Not like we halfway right.
Does anybody else have any more confessions? I worked way too late. I didn't have time to pull any more.
Yeah, pretty much the same. I think that is all the confessions I got, really.
Paige, do you have any last confessions?
Yeah, I'm looking. Let me see. Oh, there was one. I don't have it pulled up, but I remember this one. It was a girl that wrote in, and she said, my aunt is now dating my high school boyfriend. And that was, I did it like around Thanksgiving. And then she said around Valentine's Day, oh, by the way, follow up, they're engaged.
Oh my gosh.
It's Kentucky, man. You got to get out of Kentucky. What the hell? Cousins dating cousins. Aunts marrying high schoolers.
It's too small, this town, I swear.
Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Quartz Talk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencastr.com/pricing and use our code PORCHDOG and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. It's just as good. Shout out to Zencastr and let's get back to the episode.
I've pulled up one real quick confession. So my homegirl has fucked at least 3 frat members in every frat. But she told me yesterday she's HIV positive and she doesn't know who gave it to her. Should I tell the other guys I know she fucked or should I keep it to myself? Albany State. What are we
doing? Nah, I'm going to tell you right now, I won't even drive past Albany State, boy. Albany always been grimy. But that's insane. Like, if she would have said, like, chlamydia, gonorrhea, couldn't let herpes slide. Anything like that where you can, like, get the pill and you're good in 10 days, it's like, they'll eventually figure it out. That's on them. Mind your business. HIV? That shit that kills people and, like, niggas don't have a cure for?
You can't cure herpes tell them. Either.
Huh? I said that's why I can't let herpes slide because there's no cure for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, HIV, yeah, come on, shorty. Do the right thing. Also, like, what stage was this friend fucking all these dudes in? Like, she found out afterwards that she had HIV, or she knew she had HIV?
It seemed like she found out afterwards at some point.
I don't know.
You gotta get tested, man. You gotta get tested.
I've always said that.
3 niggas in each frat? That's like, at least, depending on how many they got on there, Divine Nine, it's a HBCU, they probably got 4. She's at least 12 niggas walking around that campus with maybe HIV.
But my thing
I'm scared.
Is, was she having sex with all of these guys within like a semester, a year, over her entire college career? Like how?
Yeah.
Who knows? She might have been getting active with it.
I was about to say, you go to the right function, it might have been all 12 one day.
Oh no, Lord.
Albany dirty.
Oh no, Lord.
But the whole point of it is it's HIV. And I would do the same thing. Write an anonymous note if I didn't have the balls to say it to the person myself. But I would write all of them a letter. Send them email, a text, all of it. Go get checked.
Nah, hell no. I'm telling them in person. Do you know what so-and-so gave you? Yeah, you're toast. So he
gets. Like, or just be like, I heard that somebody you slept with has HIV. You might need to go get checked.
Nah, because they're going to want to know how I know and who it is. So you might as well just get to it.
If I'm being honest, actually, I'm a fan of bullying. We already know, like, bullying don't really exist. So you just need to get bullied in this instance. You might have to... These are all frat niggas. You might have to get some of the sisters y'all got to go J her. Shorty gave you age. She's got to at least get jumped.
You don't know. You don't know if she gave them age.
No, at some point she received it, but she ended up giving it to somebody.
Definitely. Yeah, like,
what if she got it on like the 12th guy?
Oof. Or she didn't know. Maybe she slept with like three other guys after she got checked. And just didn't know. But now that she knows, she definitely has to, like, go say something to all of them. It sucks.
Yeah, to everybody. Yeah.
You have to tell everybody.
We'll let her do the honorable thing. She's got to come throw the 15s with everybody who's got AIDS. Like, there's got to be a fight for this. You cannot give me AIDS and just walk around like shit is cool.
A lifelong battle. And it's just like, ah, it's fine.
Yeah, that's fucking terrible.
God, dog, that's rough. That is terrible. God, that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Huh?
Gotta wrap it up.
You mess around with niggas who might have AIDS?
You gotta wrap it up.
Yeah.
She doesn't even want to get close to the idea of AIDS.
Or you could just get locked down in a relationship. That's the only way to secure yourself from not getting AIDS.
So you would never date someone with AIDS? Too.
No, I will not. I'm not. Why are we going to laugh at us? I'm not dating.
Zero hesitation.
Zero hesitation. What are we talking
about? Zero hesitation.
What the fuck type of question was that? Shorty asked that like she was asked if we date somebody with a speech impediment. Like, yeah, maybe. It's fucking age.
I just got the hiccups. I was just curious if anyone would say yes.
Oh, God.
Are you going to say yes?
No.
I hope y'all find love out there for real, but like.
I'm sure there's like a dating site.
No, they're probably.
People that only have AIDS.
Or just like, you know, diseases.
Oh, do you want to guess what the HIV dating site name is?
Yeah, what?
It's Positive Singles. Move forward, find love, support, and hope.
Aw.
You're kidding.
That's cute.
Almost
2.3 million members.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a ton. Jesus.
This is what I'll say. The ones who are like born into it, I actually feel terrible for.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had no control over that. So that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Damn, I was going to read you another confession, but I think we got to leave it there because that was a good ending point. Is there any post-topic stuff you guys want to get into? Anything happen over the weekend?
We had a kid. Well, this is not weekend.
Whoa.
That I went to middle school with who had AIDS. And he moved like... Niggas found out and he moved very shortly after. It's actually probably very, very tough. Because
Jesus.
Finding that out in middle school when times is the hardest for roasting was very hard for him to get by.
Oh, no.
Wait, did he tell someone?
I think the nurse actually, like, slipped up and said something.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I think it was the nurse that, like, let it out.
Not her violating HIPAA.
And, Jesus. Ain't no coming back from that, buddy. Because you can't ever say nothing in the roast session when you got AIDS.
That's like, fucked up.
No, it so is. What? But like, what's the comeback for that? Like,
Aw. Fucking dicks.
That kid. Hope they're doing well. Hope they're doing well wherever they're at.
Outside of that, boys weekend in Raleigh this weekend, Eric ditched us, didn't want to pop out. Was a movie.
You know what I'm sick about? My parents ended up coming Sunday, so it worked out. But Anna's sister was like down for a bridal party that was like near Raleigh. And I was like, if she would have told me, I could have caught a ride down. I'd have been down there.
Yeah, you missed a good one. A lot of whiskey was drank. A lot of good whiskey.
Yeah, I saw everything that Ethan was posting on his story. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, we were getting crazy. Solid, solid time.
I celebrated 420.
Okay.
Same.
Fucking crackhead.
I think she's doing a little carryover today for 422, it seems.
Yeah, she's on her best right now.
Happy Earth Day.
It is Earth Day. That's why I did it.
What?
Celebrating what comes from the ground.
Okay. Mother's Day plans. What we got on the list for Mother's Day plans?
Dude, I didn't realize how close it was. This shit just sneaks up on you.
Yeah, when is Mother's Day?
I think it's like May 12th. 11th.
Oh, yeah.
That's 12th. My guess.
May 12th.
Yeah, it's the 12th because 11th is that Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I don't have any plans. Think about doing
a bushel of crabs, going crazy at the crib.
Ooh.
Sounds delicious.
You're going to have Van Down?
Oh, no. I'm going to go back to Virginia. Because Kevin graduated that weekend, out. Too. You said what?
Kev graduates that weekend? Kids.
Yeah, Kevin graduates that weekend.
Damn, yeah. Tell Kev to swing the invite. We'll pop out.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, Kev's finally graduating. Good for him.
Yeah. Finish that thing.
Go, Kevin.
He's rich.
No, he's going to be loaded. He'll be the richest nigga here. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know about Mother's Day. I don't probably send her some type of gift card and keep moving.
Yeah.
A gift card? I thought you was gonna say flowers or something. A fucking gift card.
Yeah, get her a little gift card for a massage or something. She'll be good.
Yeah. I typically do massage and flowers.
I was big on the edible arrangement kick, but they kind of trash. The flowers, I think, get kind of old after a while for my mom specific because she's got 11 of us. So, who the fuck needs that many flowers? Because a lot of us are not going back. So, since I'm going back, I'll use this as my year to not do flowers.
She's going to be asking for grandkids soon enough.
Yeah. She already do. I'll let her know. You're a real woman. You may see grandkids at some point in your life. Maybe.
Jeez.
I usually just send my mom, little gift wrap, boxes from this grocery store that they have near them. They have little things from different countries. She fucking loves it. Different oils and cheeses.
Are you talking about World Market, nigga?
No, it's called Citarella's.
Oh, okay, well, World Market tops that, but that's
it's cool. In Southampton. You probably never been there.
Never been to. Why would I want to go to someplace that white, Negro? That's your problem. You're trying so hard to whitewash yourself. It's sick. You're already straightening your hair to what? Look like the white girls? Come on.
My hair's always been straight.
No, it hasn't. Your hair was nappy at one point. And then
My God. Literally go through my Instagram.
So you post only pictures of you with straight hair. Yeah, it makes sense.
This is almost even worse. She's trying to argue that she was born with white hair and she's better than the others.
Sick. You hate to see it.
Yeah, okay.
Paige, you launched a coaching business yesterday.
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Congrats.
Thank you. I'm excited. So far, I've had 20-ish people inquire, and I think I'm only going to take 5 to 10 to begin with, get a good routine going, and then kind of build on that. But, yeah, since I'm no longer working with that company who shall not be named, I want to continue health coaching, but the job market for that is fucking trash since AI is taking over the world or whatever. Mm. So I decided to branch it on my own and start my own little biz. So we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
It's awesome.
If you use code Porch Talk, you can definitely be hotter by the summertime. I don't know if there's any financial discount, but use code Porch Talk, you'll be hotter by the summertime.
referral code. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to Austin, Texas this weekend.
You're going to Austin?
Mm-hmm. I've never been.
I love Austin.
I heard it's great.
It should be nice, right? It shouldn't be too hot.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's supposed to be in like the 80s, so it'll be good.
You going to move out of Kentucky soon?
The goal is to move out of Kentucky by the end of the year. I would really love to move to Florida. Mm. But honestly, as long as I move to the beach, I'm not as picky. But I have a goal in place, but I'm open to the Carolinas, so we'll see.
Yes, sir. No,
Charlotte is pretty great. We had a chance to land Eric, but he didn't come, so you know the vibes.
Try to make a big push for it, but only, you know, five. I don't know how long it is actually from us, so I can't. I was going to say 5 hours, but I think it was to Raleigh.
Oh, yeah. So it's probably like 7 here, 7.5.
Ugh, brutal.
That's easy. That's a brisk drive.
All right. Anything else? We wrap it up?
Nada.
Nope.
I've got nothing.
Cool. Let's do some music and TV recommendations.
Music, I'm going to go Show of Hands by that We Still Don't Trust You. Yeah, that shit goes crazy. Show of Hands. And then TV, BMF, man. I'm finally back. I missed 3 weeks of BMF. I'm back on that shit.
The fuck is BMF?
Black Mafia Family? Come on, man. It's on Stars. It's goated.
Have you really not seen the show before? Or, like, seen the trailers?
No. Oh.
What the hell? What type of advertisement are you getting?
I don't know. BMF. Yeah, never heard of it.
I'll go next. I'm rewatching Bridgerton due to season 3 coming out next month. So I'll recommend that show and the spinoff Queen Charlotte if you really like it, because it's so good.
Good show.
Yeah, I love it so much. I'm so excited for the new season. And then music, I would recommend Chapel Rowan and specifically the song Good Luck, Babe.
All right. Show, Fallout. Song, Vegas by Shaboozey.
Why is everybody so big on Shaboozey lately? I gotta check it out.
Oh my god, I've been addicted to the song since, like, I don't know, last month. It's so good. It's because Beyonce featured him and, like, other black country artists. Yeah.
TV show wise, I'm gonna go with Conan O'Brien Must Go, little 4-part series on HBO Max. I didn't realize how unhinged Conan O'Brien is as a person, but it's kind of hilarious. Music wise, I'm actually gonna go with the song that he was featured on from that show, Welcome to the Party by Edda. It's like E.D.A. featuring Conan O'Brien. There's a English and Norwegian version. The Norwegian version sounds better because you don't know what they're saying. The rapping's not that good. And with that being said, we're going to wrap this podcast up. Paige, do you want to plug anything? Your services, your Instagram, confessions before we go?
Yeah, Instagram and TikTok are both at @MissPaigeLee_. And yeah, you'll find all my info there.
Follow her on TikTok. She's a rising star. She random videos just go for millions.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening, watching, etc. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Porch Talk, No A. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review on Spotify. Watch on Spotify. Watch on YouTube. Subscribe over there. Leave us a review. Doing the damn thing. We'll be back next week. Peace.